I'm Molly Wood, sitting in for Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. We are going to step back from the ways that graduates should be managing their careers and their credit cards and turn to how they're spending the money they're making. The National Retail Federation estimates that retail industry sales will grow 3-4% this year, and that includes online sales. If there is anything we know for sure about millennials, it's that they're all about the digital experience. And one online company that seems to encompass all of the millennial stereotypes is Everlane.
Welcome to Everlane. You're standing in the entryway to our office.
They are known for their minimalist style, and they are all over Instagram and Facebook. We sent two of our producers to check out their San Francisco headquarters.
Hi, I'm Eliza Mills.
I'm Haley Hirschman, and we're going to be telling you about Everlane. That's the sound of t-shirts being made at Everlane's factory in Los Angeles, California, and it's playing in the bathroom at Everlane's headquarters in San Francisco's Mission District.
It's all part of the experience of Everlane and its brand. You can see it in the rest of the office. Airy open spaces, lots of trendy houseplants, white walls, blonde woods. Everything is ready to be put on Instagram.
That includes the company's staff, dressed head to toe in the muted grays, olives, and navy blues you see in Everlane's clothing.
Whenever someone was wearing the same thing, we would take photos of them and call it like Everlane twins. It happens more often than not.
That's Alyssa Bergerson, the communications lead at Everlane. And the Everlane twin thing is intentional. It's almost made to feel like a makeshift uniform, and not just for Everlane employees.
We make clothes so that you can focus on doing great work and you don't have to like worry too much about like what you look like or anything like that.
Red Gaskell runs social media at Everlane. Fashion is all about copycats. With no copyrights on designs, it's really easy for popular styles to make their way from high-end brands down to fast fashion stores.
Everlane's biggest competition is from middle-tier retail brands like J.Crew's sister company Madewell and the Japanese shop Uniqlo. And even though the brand may feel exclusive, the minimalist style it's curating is everywhere, and it's a mainstay on social media. That's important, says Kurt Cascino. He runs the millennial marketing agency Hype Life Brands.
Things like Instagram have so much power because millennials also speak in pictures more than they do words. That's a really powerful way for retail brands to really reach millennials, is to speak in the way that they speak.
What millennials care about is crucial to Everlane's success. Over 30% of its customers are between 18 and 35. 95% have some college education.
Of course, not everyone fits into the Everlane market. There are plenty of people who are unwilling or unable to pay a premium for transparency, especially for clothes billed as basics. But as millennials get older and their wallets get a little thicker, pleasing this customer base will be even more important. Here's Kurt Cascino again.
Within the millennial generation is over $200 billion in buying power. The future of retail and any real B2C brand really relies on the millennial generation.
Millennials are notably brand loyal, but what keeps them coming back is frequently more about ethics than product. Everlane's business model is built on what they call radical transparency. They disclose information on the factories that make their clothes and the price of labor and materials that go into each product.
Retail journalist Elizabeth Holmes likens it to other ethical consumer movements.
It's like with the farm to table movement. You know, people want to know where their food came from. People want to know where their clothes came from.
Everlane is hoping that transparent pricing is the next organic kale.
But blank slate basics and even transparent pricing are easy to mimic. And if other brands copy Everlane's model, it could present a challenge. For now, what has put Everlane ahead is the brand evangelism it inspires. We met Yana Ivanov, a 20-year-old customer at the company's flagship brick-and-mortar shop. Here's why she buys Everlane.
I was like really in search of like a sustainable clothing company for like a long time. And every time I found one, it was like ridiculously hippie. And I'm just like, this is cool, but like, I don't want to look like that. And so it's cool to see them have like modern styles.
If Everlane is betting right, it's possible to make a business of blending in and letting its personality shine through.
That's Alexandra Spunt's job. She's Everlane's creative head. She focuses on storytelling, mostly visuals. But because this is for the radio, we asked her to describe the company as if it were a sound.
I sleep with a fan, and I just love that, like, whir. It can move in and out of your awareness. Like, sometimes you don't even know it's there, and then in other moments you're like, oh, I love that sound, and you feel the wind on your face. And so it'd be something maybe subtle like that.
If Everlane's pared-down aesthetic is the fan and its transparent pricing is the breeze on customers' faces, maybe it can be the white noise millennial fashion needs to get through another night.
That was Marketplace Weekend's Eliza Mills along with Haley Hirschman, and you can take our fun little quiz online. Is it Everlane or is it a scene from Nancy Myers, The Intern? You'll find that at marketplace.org.